welcome to the Geeks Next Door. Today's October 6th, 2016. Episode 30? Are we in the threes already? I think we are, aren't we?
Yeah,
I think so. I believe so. Good job. How's everybody doing tonight? That's you guys. And not the world, just you guys. How's everybody doing?
What took you so long, Ryan? Jeez, take forever to get here.
Just watching the game, man. It was good.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a second.
Yeah, you're right. The football game is really good.
Nobody cares about that. Did you guys get my email? Did everybody get my email? Did everybody have time to ponder it? Did it make sense? Should we talk about
it? It made perfect sense.
All right. Yep. I want people to feel uncomfortable. So my question is to everybody, and you can have multiple answers if you want. I want to know who you – that's you individually, your pre-pubescent you, like when you're 12 or 13 or whatever, who character on TV or movies or whatever got your engine revving? What girl or boy, Adam, I don't know, really, did you like, were you like, that's mine, I that's what does it for me, and when I get older, these strange feelings will make sense. So anybody want to volunteer to get started? No?
Yeah, okay. That's fine. I'll do it. I have no problem.
I can too. I don't mind. All right, Dave, what about you? What do you got?
So it was like 1990. There's this movie where this guy has to work at Target, and like he works overnight, and this like super hot girl gets locked into Target with him, and that super hot girl is Jennifer Connelly, and Career Opportunities is the movie. And I don't know, man. She's just so hot in this movie. And there's one scene of her riding like a little, like one of those horses that you put a quarter in and it goes like, man,
that's awesome.
Like that thing right there. I was just like, I am a full grown man now.
That's what did it for
and
you.
And I was just like, I don't know anything, but I know that this is really, really important and will always be important to me.
I had to look up some images here. Career Opportunities movie. Okay.
Just
I can see that.
Yeah, Jennifer Connelly riding horse.
It's a very popular scene.
Look for the video of it. Should I look for the video of it? Maybe I'll...
Yeah, I can link it.
Well, dude, if you link it, you'll probably have to like go offline for about 5 minutes, so let's not do that right now.
No, I'm okay.
Oh, you're good.
I watched it earlier.
He grew up a little bit.
He took care of business earlier.
That's a good question. I think I'll watch that movie again. Okay, that's a good one. I don't think I've ever actually seen that movie. Has anybody seen that movie besides Dave?
I do not recognize the name. And I'm watching the video, and I don't recognize it. So.
But she's riding the horse, Ryan. It's pretty great.
Yeah, there's some creepy dude watching him, too, which is probably the love interest, I'm guessing.
Right. He works at Target.
All
right,
cool. Good answer. Anybody else? Next? How about Adam? You look like you want to answer this question.
First of all, there's a line, Chris. There is a line.
There's no fucking lines.
No.
And what the you fuck? You have gone.
Other shit.
A couple steps over the line.
I live on the line, and sometimes I go to either side. That's the way I live.
I don't know what that even means.
It means, do you have an answer or no? Spill your inner secrets to us.
I do.
I'm doing.
Whoa. Sorry.
What?
It's just... This just,
quit,
like, exploded.
Quit playing around and answer the question.
Right.
All right.
It riveting. Like to work. Riveting to an audience right now. What the fuck, dude?
Right.
All right.
But you had all day to fucking do this.
1985 was a very good year.
Okay.
And the movie was Weird Science.
That was pretty great, dude.
The main girl there, whatever her name is.
Rocky.
Yeah, I don't.
Oh, I don't.
What?
I don't know. Pretty great.
Something was tweaking there, and I couldn't hear Dave.
I wonder what it is. Every week it's the same thing. So, anyways, Adam, what? So tell me what. Give me a play by play of your enjoyment of this movie.
All I can remember is it showing up on, like, Channel 9 on, like, Saturday afternoon movies. I'm sure it was not 1985. I'm sure it was, like, years upon years later, but whenever they played those crappy, crappy movies that always got replayed, something always spoke to me when Weird Science came on.
Think about it. It's
that movie. They make a perfect girl, don't they? They're
a prepubescent boy, and there's like nerdy guys who are like, hey, with computers, we can make the perfect girl who likes the same stuff we like and does cool things and will be nice to us. That basically plays to every possible imaginary thing you could think of.
I can see that. I remember that movie. What's that? What did they forget when they try to replicate it? Because she has that great monologue where she's like, all of your expertise, all of your things, but you forgot one thing.
One thing. You forgot to hook up the doll.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was. Because it comes off as it's going to be this big moral lesson and stuff, and they're like, nope, you just forgot the doll.
Yeah.
Okay, good answer, Adam. That's a surprisingly good answer, despite the fact it took you an hour and a half to get there. It was still a good answer. So.
And you had that question fucking it was so early in the afternoon.
Okay, mine is a movie from 1965.
65? You weren't even born then.
Well, you're right, so you watched it, you grew up with it, and a little movie. Nah, fuck the movie. The character was Liesl von Trapp.
Oh, really?
Really?
The eldest Von Trapp daughter, who is turning 16.
Oh.
That was true. I don't know why. It was just something that had to do with it.
She's a looker.
What is that from? I don't even know what that is.
The Sound of Music.
Sound of Music.
Sound of Music, dude.
Oh.
Yeah.
She actually just died. That's one of the reasons that got me thinking about it. She died like a few days ago. So that got me thinking, oh, god damn it. Never had a chance with Liesl von Trapp. Liesl von Trapp.
I remember you talking about that being your favorite movie, but you never mentioned that.
Well, yeah. I mean, come on.
Well, he was in a house full of girls.
All right. So things have changed since I've grown up a little bit, and my types have changed, although 16 is still good. No, I'm just kidding. My second one, actually, my honorable mention I'm just going to throw in there, is a character by the name of Blair Warner.
Oh, for the love of God. Really?
From The Facts of Life. For some reason, Blair Warner did it for me.
It's funny that he's kind of
guy. That's pretty.
I look these people up because I can't remember, but when I see him, I do remember him.
She's blonde and she has huge hair, and she's really annoying.
Yeah. Yeah. But it was the 80s, and that was the
didn't
peak
she have
of
the Southern Belle accent, too.
Yeah, right. She's like the prototype popular girl, right?
Yep.
Yeah. But my honorable mention, which makes me feel uncomfortable, and I always bring it up, 94, Leon the Professional.
Oh yeah, well come on.
Oh seriously.
I'm 16, and for some reason, 12-year-old Natalie Portman makes me feel so uncomfortable.
It does to everybody.
I'm just like, I'm not comfortable with this.
What rating is this movie? She's 12.
I know it's rated R, but oh man, uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's a good one too. What about you, Dave? Two.
I had two that came to mind. One was older, and that was Leah Thompson
from
Back to the Future.
Back to the Future / Howard the Duck /
Howard the Duck's better.
Leah Thompson.
Hey, hang on. What is she in Back to the Future?
It's the mom.
Oh,
Lorraine McFly.
Oh shit! Now I got you. I'm there with you now, buddy. Yeah.
So, Leah Thompson.
From any particular movie, or just that anything she's in?
Howard the Duck.
Anything.
I don't remember Howard the Duck because I watched it once, thinking, "Why the fuck am I watching Howard the Duck?" But Back to the Future, I'm on board with you. So.
Yeah. And my second one, honorable mention, way at the top for me, the girl I had a crush on during that time was Danielle Fishel from Boy Meets World. Topanga.
Topanga?
Yep.
I never watched Topanga that show, so I don't know who that is. Boy Meets World. I got to find out who that is. I images. Okay, the female in there, I'm assuming?
Yes.
I don't want to assume, man. Okay. Was she more like a tomboy or no?
No. She was like a super smart girl.
Okay. Interesting.
goody two shoes kind of person.
Oh, alright. Yep. Alright. Okay. Good answer. Ryan, what about you?
So I honestly have a hard time remembering any of this. But I'm
this is
sorry,
why we
saved
it for last.
You should tell me first just to get out of the way. But I do remember sort of two things I remember. So pre this time, I remember the Neverending Story and thinking the princess was beautiful. But it was pre like anything more than that. It was like, whoa, she's really pretty.
No, that's kind of what I'm trying to get at. That's the sentiment I'm trying to get at. Because when you're like 10 or 12, 11, you're not like, oh my God, I got to go jump her bones. You're like, oh, that intrigues me.
Yes, I do remember thinking like they always, I watch it now and you see there's like lighting behind it and it's all sparkly and stuff and overdone. But I remember thinking like, wow, that's like amazing.
Say my name, Ryan. Say my name.
Ryan's like, absolutely, I will.
There's a nerdy kid reading a book. I can relate. I also remember this wasn't me, but this story reminded me of I must have been in junior high. There was a dude who was like super into Alyssa Milano. So Alyssa Milano was hot.
Tom,
it wasn't me.
His name
was fine, but
his name was Ron.
The friends from Canada.
Yeah.
I think this was before I was like really interested. And there was a dude I'd go to school and like I hung out with him all the time. And every day he'd come in and be like, Alyssa Milano, I watched the TV show last night. Like, oh my God! And every day it would be the same conversation. So it reminded me of that dude. It was funny.
She could be the boss of me. Oh, interesting. Okay, I got you. I'm just looking up a picture of the Neverending Story chick, and I can see that back in the day. I can definitely see that. You all are very good at answering this question. Good job.
Well, if we should be good at it, been thinking about the same thing, we're like, yeah, that's some defining characteristics of except for Ryan,
shit.
Who's like, I don't remember anything from my childhood.
I do remember stuff, I just didn't remember that one. I could, you know. Sounded like you knew. You were like, yep, boom. It was instantaneous answer. I didn't have that.
It was. As soon as I read the email, it was like, oh, yeah, I know who that's going to be.
Yeah.
I just looked up a picture of that Neverending Story girl and what she looks like today. Meh.
No.
Not bad.
Meh.
All right, cool. Good job, guys. Anybody want one more for an honorable mention, or are we pretty much good? Right, we're good. Good job. Good job answering the question. Jesus, those are some. I wonder. Oh my God! Wait! What's going on with this Howard the Duck? Is that like a scene in Howard the Duck with the girl on top of him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. See, now I'm understanding more about Howard the Duck. So, it's late. Let's get the podcast going.
This is where we turn up the party. All night feels good, we can't decide it. This is where we turn up the party. All night feels good, we can't decide it. Turn up the party, turn up the party. Party, party, turn up the party.
All right, guys, it is late. We're getting started late because Ryan was in... grossed with the League of Legends World Final game. Who is playing again?
Tigers and Aldous Nox.
Aldous Nox, the wild card, who's making history today,
making splashes.
It was a pretty fucking good game, wasn't it? I mean, they screwed up enough to make it interesting, but I don't know if you watched the beginning, but they were really owning and it was fun watching. So here's what got me interested in them. I watched it when they played CLG, and I was rooting for CLG, of course, NA for the win. But they beat CLG, and afterwards they interviewed the guy, and he was like, you know, hey, yeah, we just tried. We're doing our best, and, you know, we beat a couple teams, and we playing them, and we realized, like, they're just people, too, and we could do this. And so, like, he was kind of – they had that moment where they realized that they were contenders and that confidence boosted, and it's like they turned it on. I think that's cool. And they also play weird comps, which is fun. I like that.
What,
so anyways,
what team are you talking about?
This ANX.
Aldous Nox. Blah, blah, blah. I think it stands for Vladimir Putin has a big penis in Russian or something like that. I'm sure it's state run.
Probably.
Okay. Paruskis.
Yeah, it's a Russian.
Did you know communism's a red herring, Ryan?
Yes, I did know that. Thank you, though, buddy. yeah, it was an interesting game. They lost Baron twice, which made it long. If they went to Lost Baron those two times, it would have been a lot sooner. So.
Yeah.
So so they beat Rocks Tigers, though?
Yeah, right. I mean, it's still in the group stage, so they all play each other twice, and so it's not a huge deal, but it is interesting that they're winning, so that's cool. I'm fucking hungry. You guys hungry? God damn.
Yeah, I started so late. Taco.
Yeah, isn't this about your dinner time?
Kind of. I don't know. I think I'm weird today. Last Tuesday was National Taco Day. I did eat 10 tacos that day, so I feel like I did my part.
Nice job.
Tacos as well. Almost had 9 tacos, but somebody talked you into a 10th one? Is that the story?
No, I ate like 7 during D&D, and then I ate like 3 more at home.
Right, no, like he was going to get 8 tacos, and then the super nice guy like at the Taco Bell was all like, hey man, you know you can get the 10-pack for this price, and it's cheaper, and Chris is like, all right.
Oh yeah, it made sense. Actually, I like when people suggest something to me that makes sense. A lot of times they're like, would you like to upsell this? Like, no, he's like, 8 tacos cost $12, 10 tacos cost $10. Would you like more tacos for less money? Like, yeah, that's what I do. Yeah.
Remember, did you work at Daymark for a while?
I did. Why did you bring that up?
Because it reminds me back when you worked at Daymark. So there was the customer service where you got comped if you saved someone who wanted to cancel their membership, but then there was the sales side where when they placed orders, you got bonuses if you got them to join the membership plan.
Oh, don't get me started.
There was a point where you get 10% off as a member, including the purchase, and sometimes they'd buy a fucking computer or something.
A computer for $1,000.
And they get all their money back, plus they come out like ahead by a decent amount for becoming a member. And you'd say, like, you know, today you can become a member and, you know, you'll save it money. And so that was kind of reminded me of the taco guy. Like, you tell him, hey, you can save money. And in that case, we also got paid for it. But then some people would be like, no, don't want it. Don't want it. It's like, wait, you're going to save money, man. This is not a trick. Most of the time, I'm just trying to sell people. But in this particular case, you actually you're going to save some damn money. There's no trick. And they're like, yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah, it was
remember
rough.
Those days?
It was fucking rough. I hated it. It's like, okay, let me explain it to you one more time. You are going to save $100 on this purchase, and this membership costs you $50. That means you save $50 and it costs you nothing. No, thank you. Like, what? That's when I would turn to Matt, because me and Matt Lang worked together. We always played Magic. And I would just, like, throw my head shut and, like, my hands in the air, and Joy, our manager, would yell at us and stuff. It was fun. She was an alcoholic, though, so. yeah, that was – I actually really hated that job. Thanks for bringing it up. Bad memories.
Yeah, I didn't hate it that bad. I just remember
– I hated selling. I can't sell stuff weird to people. I hate it. I hate it, hate it, hate it.
It's not fun.
No. And so if you're in sales, I apologize, but I don't like it.
Hey, all right. And there's probably people that are super good at selling, just not good at it.
And they might even like it. I don't know. Maybe they're like, it's like a challenge. I'm going to get this guy to buy something or something. That's cool if that's your thing. But for me, I'm just like, dude, if you want it, get it. If not, I don't really care.
Right.
So, not surprisingly,
if you're selling a product that was you believed in, it might be fun, and you like to just hang out with people. I don't like salespeople that are just like to hang out, and just go see customers and be like, "Hey, how's it going, Bob? Yeah, yeah, blah blah blah." Talk about sports, bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. And if you then sold something because it was something that was actually good, then essentially your job is just hanging out because the product is good, so it sells itself to some degree.
That's true.
But then why is it a job then at that point? I don't know. Anyways, fuck those gay guys. Fuck salespeople. Just kidding.
I hate you. All right, let's go Dave. Dave 1, what do you got? Give me one thing, then we'll go to Dave, then we'll go back to Dave, we'll go back to Dave.
Oh, for what?
What's going on this week? What do you got? What's in the pop culture world?
Well, basically all the shows are back, which have been pretty good. Like, I really liked Flash this week.
Yeah, Flash was good.
I like
good.
The way they did it. Yeah, Flash like they really did good.
But hang on. Now, let's talk a little bit about Flash. So is the rest of the kind of season here going to be just things that are different or going to different places? Or what do you guys think?
I think at least for the next few episodes, he's going to try and keep fixing the things that have been messed up, that he keeps messing up by trying to alter the timeline. Because he went back, stopped, Reverse Flash from killing his mom, which was a big thing. Like, his creation is totally, like, bent on the his enemy from the future went back in time and killed his mom, making him so he was created. So he went back in time and said, like, well, fuck that. I miss my family so much because his dad got killed, just at the penultimate episode of last season. So he was like, fuck it, I'm going to go back and stop this guy from killing my mom, and maybe I can live a happy life. But all the other things that are super important to him are gone, are messed up, are changed. So he takes the guy and says, like, okay, fuck it, dude, I'm losing all of my memories. Let's go back in time, fix that. You have to kill my mom and set me back down the path. But then he's like, killed your mom. I might have changed a few other things. Fuck off. Have fun.
Okay, so my question to you and to everyone that has watched The Flash and cares about The Flash, or if you just want to theorize about this Flash, is the rest of the season going to be him in different alternate timelines, or him trying to change whatever might be wrong in this timeline? What are your thoughts?
I'm going to say he's going to right the wrong.
Yeah, I think he's trying to fix this timeline, but he's going to go back to do it. I mean, the previews show that really he's got all his existing relationships have been changed. It's like every single person has been affected. So how is he going to fix those relationships? I think that's what we're going to see over the next few episodes.
Maybe. Right. Because it looks like his relationship with Wally and Joe are the same. He's like, okay, cool. So there's like the six characters that are basically his team. So if he's got to go back over the next course of the next, two are okay now. So if he's got to go back and, every episode fix, this thing. So he's got like four more episodes to fix everything, back. Okay. Each dealing with an individual character. So they get their like cool screen time. He's like, oh, this is the Cisco episode where we try and fix everything that's wrong with Cisco. Okay. Now this is the Caitlin Snow episode where we try and fix everything that's wrong with her.
Yeah.
And I think that's fine.
Yeah, it's funny because that timeline exactly matches up with Fatty Smith, who went and directed episode 7 of this season. And he said episode 8 is when, like, all the universes kind of collapse or the Flashpoint takes care, So that would be, like, one each week. And then, and then episode 8 is where you get the whole everything coming together and all the. Because they're doing, like, a giant crossover this year between all the DC shows.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's going to be episode 8, I'm guessing, which is pretty cool. So that right,
and it fits because over the next 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7 weeks, we're going to get really close to their winter break that they always take before, like, Christmas and New Year's and stuff like that, where they're like, oh, we'll end on like all the universes have like coalesced into something, and now we're going to leave you with a cliffhanger, and we'll be back in 4 weeks after the holidays.
Yeah.
Stephen Amell, who is the Green Arrow, has been posting a lot about the crazy hectic schedule they have right now with not only filming the crossover, but they're also trying to film, or shoot their next upcoming episodes as well. And he's just this crazy. I can't keep my mind straight on what's going on. One universe is different than the other universe. And so I think it's going to culminate and look really cool.
Yeah, the Green Arrow, get your fucking head on straight. God damn it. what was I gonna say about that? I went back and watched, since you guys watched that Honest Trailers about the Flash, I went and watched it again, and that Honest Trailers sums up the Flash really well. It's like, what, watch as this guy does this, why do I like this show so much?
Right. It's got the heart that makes you come back to it all the time. It's all like, these guys are doing super things because they care about what they're doing. They're not just doing it because, like, no one's a bad person in that, universe. It's like, sometimes they do selfish things, but they always do it because they want to do the right thing, it's a hero thing. It's the heart that gets me.
Speaking of selfish reasons, when does Doctor Who come back? Is that show still on, or is it over?
It comes back Christmas specials, because they had the season during the summer, or during, but earlier, it was last.
I think that's last year, wasn't it?
It should be coming back.
Yeah. So is the Christmas episode? I thought that's always in the middle of their season.
Yep. So it should be coming back.
Yeah, when's that show come back? I like that show. I don't really even love the new Doctor as much as the old ones, but it's still fun. So it comes.
Yeah, it should be coming back.
Oh, okay.
I don't know the exact date, but it's got to be coming back soon.
Okay. I will say the last like season or last two seasons are some of the best writing in that show that I've liked. So even though I don't appreciate the Doctor as much as some people do, other people do. They really like this Doctor. I don't know. I don't know. He's not mine. So. All right. We'll go around the room. Adam, what do you got for me? What's going on this week in pop culture in your world?
Anybody see Nicolas Cage? I mean, Luke Cage.
Nicolas Cage bought another castle.
All right. How many of us have watched Luke Cage?
Yay.
I know Dave has. Chris has.
True. But
oh, no,
I've only watched two episodes.
Okay, what do you think? So
I'm seven. I'm seven episodes in.
Dave, where are you at?
Me, four.
Chris,
Me and Amy watch it together. So we watch about one every few nights. Where we just finished four.
Brian, I'm looking at you.
I'm at zero.
Game of Thrones.
Season three. It's really great.
Start it over.
Dragons.
I think I rushed through season three, so I went back to make sure I got it right.
I really enjoyed this show. Just the start of it, the first episode is pretty damn cool. And he doesn't use his powers that much. He doesn't show off, and like he doesn't. It's funny.
Yeah.
I don't know. And
powers to pick up the washing machine.
Yeah, he was just showing up for the old guy, though. The old guy needed something. So.
Exactly.
By the way, you knew that old guy was dying on episode one. Oh, spoilers!
So
when he does eventually die, you know he's going to die.
What? Damn it.
It's just at the end where it just says, like, he died of old age. 24.
Well, I mean, just from a structural reason, like, he's like, I'm fine, my life's fine, everything's good, I'm just going to hang out here. All right, so he's going to be a dishwasher for the rest of his life. And believe it or not, he wants to be a dishwasher for the rest of his life, just like guy who's making Mac balls. Good job, Keith Zimmerman. So he needs a motivation to not be a dishwasher for the rest of his life, right? What's his motivation? I don't know. We're going to find out.
Revenge.
The father of his dead wife.
Gotta be something. Yeah.
So, this show is pretty awesome. I'm surprised Ryan hasn't watched it yet.
Well, I don't think he's watched Jessica Jones yet, really. Come on, and Daredevil. So, are you really surprised?
No.
I mean,
no, but they're independent. True. They don't have anything to do with each other. And you know how much Ryan loves the Black Knight, so why wouldn't he like the,
Hey, now that's racist. I like the Black Knight because Martin Lawrence is an excellent actor.
And because his daughter's a freak.
Right.
Your daughter's a freak.
Yeah.
So the cool thing that I found out this week is that when the show aired, it was what, Thursday last week?
Friday.
Okay, so Friday. Saturday, Netflix crashed for a couple hours because so many people were watching
That's
Luke
awesome.
Cage. Which, yeah, the whole servers went down for like 5 hours, and Luke Cage...
It was a couple hours.
Yeah, like couple five, whatever.
Are you sure it wasn't just your internet that crashed, Adam? That would have been sweet. Adam's internet crashes like, servers are down! Servers are down!
Every once in a while, Netflix crashes my computer even now, even when I'm not watching Netflix.
It's like, League of Legends crashed again? Must have crashed the servers.
I haven't had a problem with League of Legends in a long time.
At least a week.
I know.
More than a week.
Yeah, no, I'm enjoying the show as well. We just got episode four was their, like, what do you call it, origin story kind of episode, and it was good. It was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Just cool. Their nods.
It gets pretty good after that, too.
Right. Their nods to everything are good. It's like they're going to give you that thing that you want. You're like, I want to see a guy in a costume. And you're like, okay. And then they're not going to give it to you always, but they'll give it to you just the taste of something that's like, oh, shit, it's a fucking costume. And then you're like, I don't really. The costume's fucking ridiculous. Let's, like, not dwell on the costume.
Right. No, and I like when they just mention the incident. You know, there's like. I saw the incident firsthand, and they're talking about, of course, the incident in New York where the Avengers during what was that? What movie was that?
Avengers 1.
Avengers 1. Yeah, when the fucking portal opened up and the giant army of death people came through. So they keep referencing the incident.
Best HD version of this on. I got it on Blu-ray right here. Yeah, I got the Asian version.
Yeah, and shit. That's where he's funny. Like, he references, like, didn't your ex used to be a detective or something, or find people? Yep. Just shit like that that brings the whole universe together. It's pretty awesome.
Right.
All right. Cool. Dave, too. What do you got for me?
So The Tick got picked up by Amazon for a full season. So they're starting production on that. That sounds going to be pretty fun. They even said that Patrick Warburton, who played the last iteration in the live action, they're going to have a sneaky role for him in there. They're going to pull him in. It you know, it's still the same creator who, you know, who wrote the original Tick, the comic book, and the original cartoon and live action. So he's still involved, and he's bringing out, he's like, I got so many awesome little characters and nods to pulp fiction, you know, not pulp fiction, but pulp culture that I'm going to throw in there. He's like, I have this guy that is a very, very violent vigilante. He's not going to have a skull in his chest, but he's going to be quite hardline on his reasoning. So
the character's name was the Vigilante, correct?
He hasn't given a name to him. It's a new character that's a parody of the Punisher.
But I thought there was a character in The Tick called the Vigilante. Or is that a different show?
I don't know.
Yeah,
but
that was a hero,
right? But I think there was. But there's going to be it's going to be fun. I can't wait for it to come out.
Okay.
Give that a shot.
I hope, because this came out the same time Dr. Katz does, and I'd watch the two of them together. I hope they come out with the Dr. Katz as well.
I have no idea what that is.
I have no idea either.
It was a cartoon that was on Comedy Central.
Huh.
At the same time the cartoon of The Tick was on.
It was a very... Like, the drawing was very weird and squiggly and stuff like that. It's and it was like
Home Movies. Home Movies.
But Home Movies came later, and
what's Home Movies? Yeah.
Also a cartoon that was, but it was on Cartoon Network.
All right.
If you saw them, you would know what we're talking about. If not, then it's not that important.
It's very obscure.
I don't know if I'm alone in this. Maybe I am, but I have no desire to watch The Tick. I don't know what it is, but it doesn't do anything for me. Like, not even a little bit of an interest. I don't know why that is, though.
You're not alone.
But maybe I'm just wrong. Maybe it's going to be really good. I don't know.
I think part of it is the Amazon aspect. Who actually watches things on Amazon?
Well, I mean,
if
you...
I'm interested in many things, Dave, so don't fuck with me on this. I'm interested in almost everything.
God damn.
But your interest doesn't, like, go... You, like, don't do anything about your interest. Like, I am very interested in this. Are you going to do anything about that? I don't have time.
Maybe it's if you watch the original, you're more interested or something.
And it's weird. You're not sure if The Tick is a real person, or is it really just this or is it really just a made up figment of Arthur's imagination that he's playing off of?
Arthur, that kid from the TV show?
Yeah.
He's a cartoon.
Totally. He's
called Arthur.
He's grown up now. Yeah. Arthur is was like the moth or something like that.
He's the sidekick. He's the Tick sidekick.
But is he really? But is he the sidekick or is he really the hero? You don't know because the stories play off those two characters. You're not really sure.
Is Mr. Robot there?
Yep,
in the background.
Yes.
All right, cool. Well, I'm gonna rely on you to tell me if it's good and how good and if it's worth watching. So.
I still got some time before.
You
got
to be objective, goddammit. No, don't just like it's amazing because I like it.
You got to see it because I said so.
All right.
And I'm a Hulk.
That's weird.
Somebody Sam.
That works better. Ryan, tell me one of those things you're interested in.
Well, there's all kinds of things. So for a while there, I was trying to hack Pokemon Go. Ran into a technical difficulty. Still working on it, but it's kind of on the back. It has to do with certificate pinning.
What were you trying to do with Pokemon Go?
I just wanted to, like, I don't know for sure. Maybe be able to, like, make it change the position so I could make it walk around without me walking around. Because, you know, who wants to play a game and have to move?
Yeah.
You know, what the hell? I'm also interested in Magic. I didn't have time to pull together the information, but maybe next podcast. Maybe,
oh, no, I got them. I got them. We can talk about them real quick if you want. They're really quick.
Oh, I'd like to learn about this new set. I read a little bit. It sounded like they had some like steampunky sounding like inventions as part of a theme, which sounded interesting.
Yeah, we'll just go through it real quick. I'm curious what you guys think about all this stuff. So they got a few mechanics that are new. One is called – it's not really a new mechanic. It's just kind of an old mechanic with a new name called Create. So normally it would say tap this character and put a 1/1 Thopter into play. Now it says create a 1/1 Thopter, which is not really too much of a difference. It's just a little bit of a name.
Okay.
All right. The big one is vehicles. They got vehicles. So if you want to try to ride a train around and shit, you can ride your train around.
Really?
And vehicles are basically just artifact creatures that are only artifacts until you pilot them with another character creature.
What?
So imagine this.
That's cool.
There's an artifact that's in play, and say it's a 2/3 guy, and it has something called Crew 1. So you need to tap a creature that has power of 1 in order to make this an artifact creature until end of turn. So it's an artifact with power and toughness. And it has...
What if you kill that creature that's the driver? Does it cease being an artifact?
No.
Or a creature...
No, not, it does, because it only lasts until end of turn. So once you've activated it, it's there until end of turn, right?
Oh.
So it's called Crew. There, and it makes some interesting interactions, like, do I want to kill the creature that could crew the artifact, or just kill the artifact? It's interesting.
And does it have to be exactly power of 1 for Crew 1, or is it like 1 or greater?
It says at least, I believe it says. And tap any number of creatures you control with total power 1 or more, and it becomes an artifact creature until end of turn. That's for Crew 1.
You can have like a clown car, which would be like 15, but you could tap 15 1/1s and load them up.
That's a good point. So they have these cards that come into play. That's what we'll go over next, is called Fabricate. So Fabricate says you put, when it comes into play, say like Fabricate 2. That means either put 2 plus 1 counters on that creature, or make 2 1/1 flying creatures, which you could then use to crew other vehicles and stuff. So there's a little bit of a weird interaction there. So.
Oh, that sounds cool.
Yep. And the last thing they have is called Energy. It's a new resource called Energy. I think that this is all a ploy to get us to buy more like tokens or whatever, because... Energy basically says when it comes into play, there'll be cards that say when this comes into play, you get 2 energy, and it's a little symbol that shows energy, or you get 1 energy, and then certain creatures say use energy to do something. So one will say spend 1 energy to give a target creature haste until end of round, or spend an energy to put a +1/+1 counter on target creature until end of round, and stuff like that. So energy is a pool which you can use for any creature that can use energy, kind of thing.
Huh.
If that
or
makes sense.
Mana.
Yeah.
It's kind of like mana.
No, not at all. But it is a resource. Well, no, it is a resource. You are correct. But it has nothing to do with the mana whatsoever. And energy just sits around. It doesn't. It's not lost until you use it, and it doesn't go away at the end of turn or anything like that.
It's transferred.
It's transferred, yes. what's that called? The something... transient power of matter or energy or something.
Something like that.
It's never lost or destroyed.
Thermal law of dynamics.
There you go.
What is it?
It's not that, but I
law of thermal. I don't know.
The artwork looks pretty cool.
Yep, and it's very much like artifact-y. So there's a lot more artifacts. So shit that does like destroy target artifact is more useful than other sets and stuff like that. So.
Is there a new planeswalker that rules this place with artifacts?
Old planeswalker is given new form. So Chancer's there, Jace is there. That one weird Izrit one that's red and blue is there. Yeah. But if you're interested and you have the time, I'd highly suggest you check out Sealed Leagues on Magic Online. Basically, you get 6 packs. You build your deck at your convenience, and then you play 3 games at your convenience, and you get prizes based on how many wins you get. It's pretty neat.
Is there a deadline?
Yeah, it's usually like 2 weeks or something like that.
Okay.
So it's cool.
They got a soul ring I see here. That's interesting.
Okay, so they got something in these, and I don't know what this is called, but it's like legendary artifacts or something. So it's kind of like what they did before, where they're like, you can find a piece of power in your packs, but they're incredibly rare. They're like 1 in 10 million or something, or 1 million or something like that. So that's what that is. But that's not really part of this. It is part of the set, but it's not going to impact you really much at all.
I see.
Yeah, so what do you think about vehicles? This guy's do something for you guys, huh? Vehicles?
Brian, I just want to say, I have no interest in this.
That's okay.
I have interest in a lot of things, but I have no interest in this.
3, 4, 5 months away from his turn again, so.
If they have a FedEx truck that you can get into, that'd be FedEx pretty
truck.
Badass.
They do. It's called Sky FedEx Truck, and it does stuff.
So I was just thinking now, you keep adding all these things like that. When do you think they're going to release the set? You know, when's the next anniversary, a big anniversary, where they're going to release a set where it's called, like, it's like stripped down magic? Where, like, it's like basically like, you know, first edition, where it's like they went back to like the basic, where they got rid of all these extra ones and they're down to like they leaned it out.
Get rid of all the mechanics.
They're never going to do that. Why would they do that? You know,
I hear
your frustration, because I remember having the same frustration. You know, it used to be fun. You kind of figured out the game, and then people would buy new cars from new sets, and it was all new with a whole bunch of junk. And you're like, "What the hell is this? It's fucking crazy. There's weird stuff, and I can't keep up with it." But I've changed my view, just because normally when you play within a set, at least in the tournament type styles, and each set is kind of a different story. It's got a different theme. It's got mechanics that jive. It's designed to be played within that set. So if you think of it that way, it's just kind of like they tell a story, and it's almost like they come out with a new game, you know.
I completely understand that, but it's like first-person shooters have now had like they've gone back, and they've now, like, arena shooters were huge, like Unreal Tournament, all Quake, all this stuff, where it's a big map, you run around, really fast-paced, jump around, shoot really fast, and keeps going. And then those went away, and they started getting more slower, more tactical, and, you know, stuff like that. And then, you know, years later, they've gone back to, like, games like Overwatch and stuff like that are arena shooters, like, where it's, like, fast-paced again, stuff is back. So I'm wondering if, like, they'll do that as a cool set. Like, they can come up with a story reason where it's like, uh-oh, the crazy god of wanting things to be the way they used to be comes out of hibernation and destroys all fabricating and vehicles. She's like, I hate vehicles. She's like, I hate this thing. All I want is banding and first strike.
Well, you know what, Dave? They kind of do every year. They come out with the set, the basic set, the core set every year, and those generally don't have a lot of different mechanics. They have more of the older mechanics. So M14, M15, M20, you know, every year they come out with it.
So they do that, okay.
Yeah, I mean, there is some in there, but not a lot.
I wonder why they do that at all. I suspect that people aren't as interested in that as
right. And I actually heard that they're getting rid of it, but I can't confirm that.
Maybe they're doing it because it's cheap, because, you know, they take out, like, you know, 10 cards and put in 10 new ones.
They put out, like, 40. Yeah, it's like 40 cards they take out. But the rest are all reprints, you're correct, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. It'd be interesting from a set design perspective. You're like, well, I want to design this set. Here's the cards I want in here. Let's make it kind of cool. But I think that's what expansions are for. I don't think you need the sets anymore, but I don't know. I'm not, maybe there's a new kid who's on the block and he's like 13 and he's like, God damn, Topanga's awesome, but I want to get into this magic shit. Mm. So he doesn't know where to start. So he picks up M15 or Magic Origins or something and starts there, and it starts simple or something. You know?
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
True. Thank you, Chris, for bringing up magic, and I appreciate that. You know?
Well, you said you didn't have time to bring it up, so I figured I would just share it with you. So.
All
right, what else is going on?
Well, it's New York Comic Con, so a lot of new stuff is like being shown off. Like,
wait, it's New Year Comic Con,
New York Comic Con.
All right, so
Comic Con takes place in San Diego.
Sure. Before we get into this, what are your thoughts on having different Comic Cons? Was it more cool when it's just like this one thing that everyone had to go to in San Diego, or is it neat that they have different regional things that more people can attend?
I think it's neat that they have regional things, because there's like the max capacity for San Diego is like they sell like It was 125,000, but I think it's like 150,000 now tickets, and that's all. And those things sell out in like 38 seconds. And if you don't get in, you just don't get in.
Yeah, it kind of sucks.
Right. And even if you get in, unless you decide you're going to waste your whole day, which is fun to get into a giant line at like 6 o'clock in the morning to try and get into Hall H and watch all the cool like panels where they have all the new movies. But once you're there, you basically better have like two people so one person can watch both seats and one person can go piss and grab food and stuff like that, because you will be like, if you leave, you can't get back into it.
Yeah, you'll lose your seat. I can understand that. My point was being like, let's say we went to Gen Con all the time in Indianapolis, previously to that from Milwaukee. There was one Gen Con a year.
It's Algonquin.
It was kind of – thank you. It was kind of special. Like, it's the once a year that we do something that's kind of neat. Imagine if they had Gen Con Minnesota or Gen Con North Dakota or Gen Con New York, and every state had its own Gen Con. It might, like, dilute the specialness of it, or is that – am I just being crazy?
I like the region aspect. You know, not necessarily every state, but at least every region, to make it a little bit simpler to get to.
Like if they did Gen Con Chicago.
Well, I guess what my question is, would you be just excited to go to like Comic Con Minneapolis as you would to be Comic Con New York or San Diego or the original San Diego?
Well, Minneapolis, I don't think if they had East Coast, West Coast, and then one in the middle, I think that would be the perfect number.
Okay, so like Chicago.
Right, Chicago would be perfect. Yeah. Minneapolis, we're not a big enough place. Like, people aren't going to fly in from like a huge, be like, oh, cool, let's fly into from Los Angeles to Minneapolis. It's like, we ain't got a shit ton to do here.
What? We got the Mall of America, goddammit.
We have a lot to do because we know what to do. But, like, other people who came in from out of town, they're like, what do you guys do? Be like, we have a lot of lakes, bro.
You want to go out on a lake? Because that's kind of what we do. Well, that's what we were supposed to do. We don't actually do it.
We got a thing called an ocean in LA.
Is that how people in LA talk?
Yo, bro.
That was amazing.
We got total water everywhere.
All right, sorry about the sidetrack. Anyways, so what was this? What do we have to do with Comic-Con?
Well, they're just like, you know, like that's where they saw, like, you know, the said the Tick Show got picked up and stuff like that, and then like, you know, like they're starting to cast more characters for the Punisher because the Punisher is getting his own series and stuff like that. So,
it's not a lot of the big blockbuster announcements that they usually hold for San Diego, but it's kind of that next level of announcements. It's casting for some of the shows that are going to debut later this winter or next spring. You're going to see trailers for movies that you might see in the early spring, late winter. I know last week when they dropped Luke Cage, Marvel also announced when Iron Fist is going to debut on Netflix. That's going to come out March 17th. They're going to bring their first trailer for that to New York Comic Con to show. So you're kind of getting the second tier items, not necessarily the big blockbuster. We'll probably see some announcements in regards to the next Wolverine movie, which is supposed to debut in March. So we'll start seeing some of that stuff, I think, taking place here at New York.
Okay, gotcha. All right.
Yeah, and they got a teaser trailer for War of the Planet of the Apes. I'm a big fan of Planet of the Apes.
I know.
My wife is not, because she does not want to see animals killing other animals. But
I'm not sure I'm invested, but I'll probably see it. I'm not super invested in it, though.
I like those movies.
The Noble Apes, really, as good. Ryan would
the
call
Noble
them.
Apes? Oh, Ryan, the teaser's so good. It's just like the picture of him getting covered with snow, and he's just like, war has begun. And you're just like, oh, it's going to be super smart monkeys with more machine guns and stuff. Like, they're going to learn how to build armor and stuff. They're going to have vehicles that require a crew of one.
There you go. That's how you do it.
That sounds good.
Yep. Okay, cool.
Call the callback.
I know. I don't know how much you guys are aware, but I know Adam is, because he was on early with me. But 7 Days to Die just had Alpha 15 come out, which was a really fucking big update.
It is so pretty.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. You can like I don't know. You just got to just patch it and try it and just look at it and just see how pretty it is. And they actually made a lot of changes, like the traders and different shit. A lot of stuff's changed. Too much for me to
little,
go into.
But. Little tweaks that kind of are frustrating, but it's cool because you have to build things a different way.
Yeah. And
so you say pretty because they updated graphics? Or they updated
They upgraded graphics.
Everything.
Like, you can see miles into the distance. And most of the terrain now is very, like, mountainous and hilly. So you can, there's level. You know, before there was kind of this draw rate where it didn't draw very far and you couldn't really see anything. You can, if you're standing on, like, a mountain, you can overlook, you know, just everywhere.
Valleys.
And just, you and, know, rivers and lakes. And it's kind of cool to think that you can destroy everything in that world if you wanted to.
That's cool.
It's, yeah, the biomes are pretty big now.
Yeah,
so.
They did a good job with it. I'm actually really impressed. Mainly because of the visual updates, but also they, like, balance shit. So it's hard. You know how before, like, you could just make a shitload of stone axes and your crafting would go way up and then you're fine. They balance that a lot. You can't really do that anymore. And
nope.
Yeah, and they got more skills, more perks, that kind of stuff. So it's kind of cool. So the server I'm on, Happy Town PvE, that's player versus environment, for people who don't know, it just reset over the weekend. So it's like day 9 or something. Like, ooh, let's go day 10.
12. Oh, 12.
Whatever.
No, 13, because we were like a day away from... Zombie
and
board.
Everything's new, but there's a lot of people running around doing stuff, and it's just cool to try to start over and see how things are different and stuff. And the trading system's pretty neat, too. I like that. So I would mention that. So, come on.
What's the trading system?
Remember those Duke's coins that you got?
Yes, that you could never use?
Right. You could basically melt them down for scrap, but now there's trading posts, which you can go to, and you can trade with the traders. So that's kind of neat.
Cool.
We were just discussing where we're going to build our castle.
In the sky. Everybody knows you build a castle
then,
in the sky.
And then I died. And then we're like, damn it.
I know. Wait. How did Adam die? Died? Yeah, just I want you guys to take a minute. Think, how did Adam die?
Well, falling from a high place?
Yes, sir. You know Adam too well.
Of course he fell from a high place. It's the way he always dies.
It came out of nowhere, I swear to God.
I know. It's like, if you know in those movies when people are like chasing and all of a sudden a cliff comes up and they stop just in time? Adam does not stop just in time. He goes over the cliff.
Did you Wile E. Coyote thing and we're running and you're totally fine and then you look down and we're like, whoa!
Every time. And it was one of those falls that, like, in the previous version, it wouldn't have killed you. It just would have, like, maimed you for a long time. This one killed me.
So that's cool. Cool. All right, what else is going on? I see lots of notes.
Westworld? Did anyone else watch that?
No.
Oh my god.
Okay. It's did so you watch good. The first episode or?
Yeah. It's 75 minutes, so it's a long episode.
See, what is it?
Okay. All right, Ryan. Here's the basic concept. There'll be no spoiling whatsoever. This really smart guy who dies. Makes AI, right? It's like it's basically an amusement park that he's created like 30 years ago, and now so it's now in the future. This place has been around a really long time, and the whole thing is you pay to go there and interact with super like almost perfectly lifelike robots that have AI and stuff like that like interact with you. They're like the whole thing. There's like it's basically like a RPG where there's hundreds of interconnecting narratives going around all where like you walk in, this guy's all like the sheriff's all like, hey, there's this bandit up in town, you know, you look like a big strong man, you wanna join in this quest? And it's basically like saying like you wanna join that quest and you wanna sure you can go up there and do that thing and that you'll be interacting in that quest. But you can play basically a white hat or a black hat. You can go into this Old West territory and play a good guy, like the classic good guy, or you could play a straight up bad guy and interact with these guys. And you could shoot people, and you could be like, I pay my 40 grand a day to go to this place, and like I could like be like raping people and stagecoach robbing and doing crazy Old West stuff.
How do you know you're not interacting with a person?
You don't.
That is like the whole sci-fi nature of that thing. Is because every day they reset, they are resetting the characters and saying like, okay, now we're going to start the new day. But something is happening to them where like they're retaining They are retaining memories that they can't get rid of. They are not completely wiping them, which is causing interesting things to happen. But I think you would really like it.
Right. It's really good. And they have 3D printers, so I think you should totally watch those.
Yes, the whole opening, like, cinematic where it's, like, showing stuff is, like, they're 3D printing stuff, and it starts with, like, bones, and they're 3D printing organs, and then you're like, oh, yep, that's a horse, and that is, like, a completely organic horse.
But it is a... putting some weird shit on the inside of the horse?
Right, organs.
I don't know. Yeah.
But they're synthetic organs. But Ryan, just the nature of like is this real? Is it like did we create life?
Sure. Sci-fi and AI sort of ethical questions always are interesting.
Who's
to me.
That guy? There's a theorist that said that we have VR right now. I don't know, the VR is good, but it's obviously has limitations. Yep. But he said who the fuck is this guy? I don't remember. He said, given technology and the rate that technology increases, it is not only inevitable that we'll eventually have simulations that we cannot tell the difference of, but it's probable that we are already in a simulation that we cannot tell the difference of because of the rate of technology increasing. It's an interesting theory anyways, because, I mean, what would stop somebody from basically making their own world? I mean, we have VR, right? We have our server set up, and we all like to go in and make our own world. And, well, eventually you're like, I want creatures in this world. And then you're like, oh, well, I can make AI that makes creatures in this world. And then that becomes your world or the world we're in.
Goddamn Matrix.
Yeah. Right.
And they have robots now that teach other robots things. So Skynet is, like, around.
Well, yeah, Ryan teaches Leo shit all the time.
I bet you're talking about Ray Bostrom? Kurzweil.
That Kurzweil. Kurzweil, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, he talks about that cool stuff a lot. That is amazing. It's funny because I don't know what's going to happen, but it's going to be one of those things where if you look back so many years, you always go, wow, technology was kind of ancient back then. You know, it was way behind. But now I'm kind of like, you know, since we're in present time, it feels like technology is pretty cool. But given that technology is pretty cool, and in 50 years it's going to seem ancient, that means it has to be really fucking cool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's it's just kind of crazy.
I agree. Yep.
That's what made the list, Dave. I'll put it on the list.
It's something I think you would really, really enjoy.
And it's only been one episode, so if you start it, you can
jump on it right now.
Oh, it's on HBO, no, right?
Yep. HBO, yeah. Sunday nights.
Okay, yeah, it's on the list for me and Amy to watch, but we're watching two other shows right now, so it's hard to fit another one in. But, okay, yeah.
This is a good one to start, Ryan.
Okay.
Do it.
I have Westworld, Luke Cage, The Flash. You guys, all you're loving The Flash. I put it on the list today.
Don't forget about
Mr. Robot.
Jessica Jones.
Although I'm caught up on Mr. Robot.
Oh, but fucking put a line through that guy then.
Put a line through it. Booyah. Preacher.
What about Jessica Jones?
Never made the list.
Daredevil.
The Community. And Stranger Things.
Community.
Okay.
You still don't watch Stranger Things?
I think that one should go to the top of the list, honestly.
Yeah, just put it on top.
Yeah, I would put that on the top.
Yeah, Stranger Things on top. Yep.
And because it's something that you can watch with the wife if you want to, it's a story that she would like. She would find interesting as well, and it's like a limited, like, you know, you're in, you're out kind of a thing. It's 10 episodes or whatever.
It's 8, so I mean, you're
it's
good.
It's 8, yeah, and then you get in, you watch it, you're out. You don't got to be like, all right, next season.
Amber keeps saying she's not interested in it, so that's the challenge.
There. Then that's when you watch the first episode, and you're like, okay, if you're not interested, that's cool. I'll watch it by myself. Mm-hmm. But my guess is it'll be something completely different after that.
Right. Hannah watched the first one. She was like, I need to see the rest of them. Yeah. That was Hannah. Yeah. So
right.
Wait, what do you got against Hannah? Fuck you.
No, she usually doesn't watch TV. So the fact that she wanted to watch that show was kind of
she does need to sleep like 10 hours a day. Whoa, she's not going to listen to this.
That's true.
She's already deserving that.
Just be like,
Ryan only has 22 hours a day. She's only got like 21.
Oh, dang, Ryan.
That's rough. I feel for her.
She's like, Amber, I'll totally go down on you if you watch the show with me. That always gets me excited for stuff.
Ryan, like, going down on Amber?
No, 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 that's not what I meant. Well, now that you mention it, yeah. Hey.
Back when I was 13.
So, like, remember you brought up a line before, Adam? I think if anybody's crossed it.
I didn't cross that.
It was Chris.
Here's a line, and I don't think you crossed that line. I guess we all have different places where the line is.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
No lines. World without lines. All right, moving
on. Just make sure Amy brings it up in that other podcast. That man, there are Adam, multiple talk lines.
About other podcasts.
It's a very good podcast.
But yes. You bring it up every day.
Yeah, Chris.
Hey, so, I appreciate it.
Just to let you know, Chris, I mean, I did have a copyright on certain phrases that you guys seem to have used.
Such as?
Oh, yes.
Oh.
See this hand right here?
Dude, she won't shut up about it. It fucking annoys me.
Also?
Yeah, that is copyrighted by me. So, like, if you couldn't go back and say, like, as a correction in the last episode.
Yeah, so when we was, I think it might have been Potato Ballad or something else. We were talking about how, I don't know, something about being in bed. And
no, it was at the thing that none of these other guys wanted to go to.
Oh, what was that? Oh, was yeah.
Reunion.
The reunion, yeah. We were talking about being in bed, and, like, apparently if Tiffany puts a hand on Dave in bed, he yells, "Fire hand! Fire hand!"
It's super warm.
So,
like, when she sleeps, super, super warm.
And Amy never has liked that when I do that, if I, like, roll over and I put my hand out. So now she takes a lead from Dave, and she starts yelling at me, "Fire hand! Fire hand!"
So I mean,
I dislike it.
You just like fire hand?
Apparently it's copyrighted, so I'll tell her she can't use it anymore.
Yeah, so I mean, she can.
No, no, copyright. No, can't use it.
I just I'm gonna
expand. We get like quartz. Manos de Fuego. It would be pretty sweet thing, wouldn't it be? It'd be fucking sweet.
Oh, hey, speaking of fire, have you guys seen Doombots the Teemoing yet?
Yeah. No.
What is it?
Fucking I don't even know amazing. So it's League of Legends, and you're playing Doombots. So they're just bots, but they're super powered bots that have abilities that you'll never see coming and shit like that. They're all like champion abilities, but they have just like Annie will have like six other abilities that they use. And you got to survive for 20 minutes. You can't win. You win by surviving, basically, as a team, 5-on-5. And then after 20 minutes, they summon this giant Teemo, which marches down the middle of the mid lane and throws giant mushrooms and shit. I think they're going to release it for Halloween here, in which case it'll be pretty awesome.
See, like imagine, like, you go, like, she goes, like, brr, and casts Tibbers, and it goes, like, Tibbers goes, brr, and then he goes, like, shoots 8 Lux beams out in every direction.
Yeah.
And then simultaneously cast Karthus ult. So you're just like, oh, shit, there's no way we can win.
It's pretty awesome. I mean, you need a consorted team effort, and even then it's fucking hard.
Right. Huh. It's the Doombots of Doom. Yeah.
But it looks cool. I'm looking forward to trying it with everybody, because it's just bots you're playing, but they are ridiculously overpowered.
Sure.
So the goal is to try and
make
the
AI good, so they just made a cheat.
Yep.
You got to beat it before the Teemo shows up.
No, you have to eventually kill Teemo too as well.
Oh yeah, I'm really? Watching just a video of it, and it's Annie, and she's got an Aurelion soul thing spinning around.
Yeah, and then like they'll just be there's just like Teemo mushrooms off to the side that you can kind of see that do like half your health for damage no matter what, so you just don't go that way.
That's funny.
Yeah. All right. I see a whole list of shit. Do we got more stuff?
What else? This is funny. This is mostly for Ryan. I guess Norway's prime minister, they took a picture of her, and she was playing Pokemon Go.
That's sweet.
Yeah, she was just playing like during some sort of debate of some sort. Instead of paying attention, she was like playing Pokemon Go.
I would do that
is
too.
Is she getting flack, or is it everybody's supporting her?
It's Norway, so people are like, "Hey, you really shouldn't do that." And she's like, "But my sister likes to play. I need to go out and get stuff." And then they're like, "Oh, okay," because it's Norway, and people are just happier there because they don't have to worry about like the stupid shit we have to worry about, where it's like, yeah. Oh, everyone's fed, or everyone has hot water and places to live. They have all of that stuff. Everyone goes to college, and everyone does all the good stuff. So this stuff, none of this stuff bothers them.
Yeah, it's weird that the Scandinavian countries went the other way. Like, they have a history of being warfaring, hard people who, like Vikings, that go out and fucking raid and murder and kill. And now they're like, everybody gets education and everybody, no being mean to each other. They like completely swapped.
Right. What would it be like as Americans to go there and live? Would we just be outcasts or just be like
Scandinavian
made fun of
chicks
all the time?
Oh my god, it would be awesome. Oh, let's do that.
You'd have to bring your wife too.
She can join into a threesome. That's fine.
Yeah. It's threesome. Funny. It's like if you
imagine foursome, fivesome,
their country as like a person growing up, and you're like, oh, I got all my rebellious childhood things out of the way when I was a kid, and now I grew up and I like.
That's actually a really good point.
And I'm like an adult.
Yeah, because we're still very young, like a fucking teenager. We're going to go fucking fight everybody and fuck you if you don't like us.
So check out my fucking dick. You like that?
No, that's our presidential candidates that say that.
Right, exactly. That do anything for you? Fuck you, China. Oh, look at this chick. This chick over to Russia's a bad. I like her.
It's pronounced China.
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 China. Like,
I'm gonna make you know who it was, Dave. It could have been China,
or
it could have been Russia, or it could have been a 400-pound guy sitting on his couch.
Sitting on his bed. Oh God,
that was the best thing he's ever said lately.
I could have said very mean things about her. I could have said anything. Got all these kinds of things. Did you know that she was married to the president who had an affair? I don't know her, but you know we have my people.
Her name is Monica Lewinsky. I'm looking into it.
Yeah, he's a terrible.
Very bad temperament. Terrible. When she puckers her lips, it looks like a little asshole.
Yes.
All right. Saturday Night Live killed it. Sometimes when I watched the debate, I thought it's almost Saturday Night Live esque.
Almost
already.
A parody. Yeah, it's almost a parody of itself. Yeah.
Yeah,
even this week's debate was kind of that way.
The vice presidential debate, which like 16 people are like, nah, give it a shot for a bit. And then those 16 people decided not to finish watching it.
Oh, man.
Pretty much and you watched like, the 60-second recap the next morning.
That's all you need.
Best part is when whatever Pence said, like, oh, you're bringing up that big Mexican thing again. Bringing out that big Mexican thing again. And the guy is Latino, so it's all like, really? Are you talking about his penis?
Yeah, he said a few things. Oh, and what was the other one? Like,
Trump never said that.
He likes to spend a few hours on his knees every day or something.
Yep.
Really?
Like, at a certain point, do you just lose, like, what common sense people would think if you said something ridiculous or
there was a lot of stuff going around with like the hashtag, you know, that Mexican thing, you know, because people were going like that Mexican thing is, you know, working hard and da da da. So because it was kind of offensive because it basically trivialized the plight of people trying to survive and make money and called it that Mexican thing, you know.
Yeah, well, okay. From what I gathered, the dude didn't really defend Trump very often, or his what he said. He didn't really defend his comments very often. He'd be like, "You have not defended anything that your presidential candidate has said, your running mate has said. Why not?" And then he'd be like, "Let's talk about something else," because it's kind of hard to defend that stupid shit that he says.
Yeah, it's true. It's funny.
I think he's just holding on so that if Trump ever were possibly elected, that when they impeach him, that he'd be the vice president, he'd become the president.
Well, he's also setting himself up for future politics. I mean, there's no who do they got to run in fucking 4 years if this doesn't work out? Because pretty much all the big people they had kind of showed themselves to be ridiculously idiotic. Like Tiny Rubio or whatever his name was. Lion Ted.
Lion Ted.
Those are all names that Trump gave him.
I know! Right? That's all I know them as. Little Rubio and Lion Ted.
Little Rubio is especially good. I don't know. Like, that's just so demeaning. And
And it is.
Little Ruby.
Yeah. He should have hit back and been like, fat ass Trump, fuck you, bitch, you're obese, I hate you.
That would be funny if someone just come over. Went on tilt. That'd be great. Like, Trump's kind of on tilt, but like, just like extreme, like, went crazy about it. I enjoyed that.
Anybody got anybody down in Florida? Apparently, Matthew that's killing Florida right now?
I was thinking about Aaron Huss today.
Isn't he in Tampa Bay? It shouldn't really hit Tampa.
It's going to miss
south of Tampa, but he's still getting storms.
Well, sure.
I'm sure he'll get rain, but
I wonder how bad the rain is.
The picture's coming.
I guess the rain's down in Africa, though, Adam.
That is true. I do like a little Toto every once in a while.
My favorite thing was we were watching the Weather Channel today because Amy loves Weather Channel when there's something going on. And there's this old dude, like, in his 70s in the mandatory evacuation zone. And he's like, I ain't leaving. I'm going to sit here right here in my chair and watch news updates. And they can't make him leave. So they're like, all right, see you, buddy.
And in 3 days, he's going to be in 20 feet of water.
Well, there was a video of a weather person from Florida that was like practically swearing on the station going, you need to get the fuck out of your house. You're going to die, and your kids are going to die too. And that just went viral because he just went off online.
I can see that. I don't understand. Should. I mean, yeah, no shit, right? Especially your kids. If you want to ride it out because you're an adult and you're a fucking fag, then by that I mean Florida aggressive guy, the fag, Florida aggressive guy. Then that's cool, but fucking get your kids to safety first, you dumbass.
Right, that's what pissed me off about that one. Like, the old guy was like, okay, he's an idiot, but fine, he's an old guy. But then you remember that there's probably, this kind of reminds me of, like, people, like, not, like, with not taking kids to the doctor and, you know, all that shit.
Yeah.
Pisses me off. Yeah. You can be stupid if it doesn't affect other people, but if you're stupid affecting other people, then you deserve to get smacked upside the head.
But this guy lived on a fucking island. If I'm living on an island, well, it's a virtual island. There's like a small causeway that connects it. I'm sorry, I'm not going to be there when... I mean, the entire fucking island can be underwater for all you know. Dumbass, I hate people. But we love you, so it's weird. All right. Right.
We love you, but it's like, stop being dumb because we don't want you to die.
That's the thing. It's just stop being dumb.
All I know is I think I'd rather take 6 months of snow instead of like a week of hurricane.
But the thing is, I don't know, man. That's what we were talking about Florida. Like, you get really hot, cool, awesome weather for like, you know, most of the year. You just got to deal with a few hurricanes every now and then to balance it out. I'd probably take that, honestly. I don't know.
And you know it's coming, so you almost get like a justified vacation where you leave town for a while and you know.
And your work's not going to make you come in. Yeah, I mean, you got day off work.
It costs you how much money to evacuate?
What? Just drive in the middle of town and $60. Hang out and fucking camp and shit. You'd be fine.
$60. I don't know. My only problem is, what does it matter what? It's still Florida. Damn,
that's a good number. That's a good number. $60 it costs you.
It's like a pay up. There's someone leaves like still Florida.
Did you guys know how too hot
and humid?
You know how cheap it is to live in Florida? Like, I thought it was expensive, but like places around Tampa Bay are pretty cheap. They're like really cheap, like cheaper than here. I thought that was strange. I thought it'd be expensive down there.
I think they got hit really hard by the housing crisis.
Did they? Is that what it was?
Yeah,
that's probably it. They have a lot of drug dealers, so they got a lot of crack houses.
So it should be more expensive because drug dealers have money.
Those go for cheap, though.
That's true. Okay. What else? Anybody else? What else we got? Come on, list them off because we're running out of time.
What's this Indiana Jones thing, Dave?
Some guy just like animated Indiana Jones thing, and it was really cool.
Oh. Where can we find it if we want to look it up?
YouTube. It's The Adventures of Indiana Jones is what it's called.
Oh. Huh. Okay, it's just what? Just an animated version of Indiana Jones?
Yeah, guy just like made some animated thing, and it's like 3 minutes long, but it's just.
I hope Star Wars thing.
Yeah, I like when people like put a lot of effort into something that they are super important to them, and it's just like you can tell like these people worked really hard on it, and it's just welcome to Florida. You are in hell. Pretty sure.
How does his fucking face even look like a fucking asshole? Like his puckered, his face is just puckered right. into an asshole the entire time. That's his resting face.
Right. Look at her with her bad temperament and her orange skin, except her under eyes where it's white.
And she doesn't have a penis. She hasn't got a penis. How can she run this country without a penis? You need a penis to run this country.
Apparently that's what's his name? Pence is saying it. Not so much that, but he'd say, like, what we need is broad-shouldered leadership.
Right.
Broad-shouldered leadership.
It was really subtle sexism.
It was ridiculous, right. Yeah.
Like, you could claim that it's not sexist, but it's, like, yes. implied sexist.
Oh, yeah, he's basically saying, where's her penis? How can we let right. somebody run this country without a penis?
Because he could say strong leadership, and it could mean any sex, but broad-shouldered leadership just invokes a male image. So I think he's basically saying he's a man, she's a woman.
Yeah.
It's kind of shady.
Kind of. He's an asshole. That guy's a fucking asshole. All his government, his entire governing career has been a bunch of asshole bills over more asshole bills. So I don't like him either. He can go to hell and die. Or to Florida. All right. Blade Runner sequel? What's that?
Well, they're filming a Blade Runner sequel right now.
Really?
And And the official title is like Blade Runner 2049.
Please tell me Harrison Ford's coming back.
Yes.
Yep. Seriously?
He'll be reprising his role as Rick Deckard.
He'll definitely die, because he only takes roles now where they kill off the character, right?
Yep.
Oh, why not?
But yeah, like the cast is Dave Bautista, who plays Drax in Guardians of the Galaxy.
No, isn't he a baseball player?
a different one.
Oh, okay.
That's a different movie.
Wrestler.
Oh.
Jared Joker Leto, Ryan Gosling, Robin Wright.
Is that male or female?
Female. She was
She was Princess Bride, right?
She's Jenny.
Yeah.
In Forrest Gump.
Jenny from the block, Jenny.
Why don't you love me, Jenny?
Oh, she. Who is the Who is the girl in the Princess Bride?
Same girl.
Oh, that's her too. Okay. Yeah. Speaking of which, sorry. That's another girl that I would be that.
Guy yeah.
yeah. Sorry. Go ahead. She played who?
But isn't she also in House of Cards.
I didn't watch that show.
First Lady.
Didn't watch it. Huh. Okay. Cool. Well, I'll watch that probably. I'll have to go back and watch Blade Runner again. It's been a long time. I think it's been like 10 years since I watched Blade Runner.
Yeah. I just there's something like 80s future was so good.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Don't worry, 2012, we're all flying cars, and Japan's going to take over everything.
Yeah.
Don't worry. Where's my fucking flying car, dude?
New San Fran, Tokyo.
I blame the oil industry.
Also, hoverboards.
Hoverboards? Yeah, hoverboards are fake. You know, we can't go across water unless you have power.
Okay, it's late. We started late. I want to go to bed.
Fuck this up.
Okay.
God damn it.
Cool. Thanks for joining us tonight. If you're in Florida, I hope you're not on the coast. And if you're on the coast, then you should have left a long time ago. That's all. We'll talk to everyone. Oh, wait, no, I had to do the thing with the email. Expensive science. No, that's not it. It's Geeks Next Door.
Oh, seriously.
Geeks Next Door, FTW@gmail.com or the Facebook page of Geeks Next Door. Write us something. I don't know. Tell us who was the hot person when you were growing up. Yeah. So we can all like download those shows again and watch them and go like, yeah, yeah. That's it.
Milano, Ryan, Alyssa
Milano. Alyssa Milano. All right. Good night, everyone.
Later.
Night.